Chapter 1. What is the Bitcoin halving and why does it happen? At the very core of Bitcoin's identity lies an immutable rule written into its open-source protocol by its anonymous creator, Satoshi Nakamoto. Programmatic scarcity. Unlike fiat currencies issued by central banks, which can be printed continuously in arbitrary quantities, degrading purchasing power over time, Bitcoin operates on a strictly predictable, hard-coded monetary policy. The ultimate mechanism enforcing this financial design is an event known as the Bitcoin halving, or halvening. To understand why Bitcoin halves roughly every 4 years, one must first look at how new Bitcoins enter circulation and how the underlying consensus mechanism functions. Bitcoin operates on a proof-of-work, PoW, consensus model, a global network of specialized computers, known as miners, continuously competes to solve complex cryptographic puzzles. When a miner successfully solves a puzzle, they earn the right to group recent pending transactions into a new block and add that block to the public blockchain ledger, in exchange for spending immense computational power and electrical energy to secure the network. The successful miner is rewarded in two distinct ways: through transaction fees paid by network users, and through newly minted bitcoins known as the block reward, or block subsidy. The block reward is the only mechanism through which brand new, previously non-existent bitcoins are created and injected into the global circulating supply. However, Satoshi Nakamoto designed this issuance model to be strictly finite. Instead of minting a static number of coins forever, the protocol explicitly dictates that the block reward is cut in half every 210,000 blocks mined. Because the Bitcoin network is hard-coded to dynamically adjust its mining difficulty roughly every 2 weeks to ensure that a new block is produced approximately every 10 minutes. Mathematically, 210,000 blocks take roughly 4 calendar years to complete. 210,000 blocks times 10 minutes per block equals 2,100,000 minutes is almost equal to 4 years. This 4-year cycle creates a step-down inflation curve that systematically slows the rate at which new supply enters the economy. 2009, Genesis. The block reward started at 50 BTC per block. 2012, first having reduced to 25 BTC per block at block height 210,000. 2016, second having reduced to 12.5 BTC per block at block height 420,000. 2020, third having reduced to 6.25 BTC per block at block height 630,000. 2024, fourth having reduced to 3.125 BTC per block at block height 840,000. This predictable reduction continues every 4 years until approximately the year 2140, when block 6,930,000 is mined and the reward drops below the smallest unit of Bitcoin, a Satoshi. At that point, the maximum hard cap of 21 million Bitcoins will be completely minted, and no new Bitcoins will ever be created again. From then on, miners will rely exclusively on transaction fees to fund network security. Why did Satoshi Nakamoto engineer this complex reduction schedule instead of releasing all 21 million coins at once or keeping issuance fixed? The answer lies in central banking design and monetary philosophy. If all coins were distributed at launch, early adopters would hoard massive control while latecomers would face extreme barrier to entry costs, resulting in poor global distribution. Conversely, if issuance remained flat forever, hyperinflation would eventually dilute the purchasing power of the currency, replicating the exact systemic flaws of fiat money. By instituting a periodic, predictable halving mechanism, Satoshi created a dynamic economic balance. In the early years, high block rewards incentive miners to commit heavy computing hardware to build secure, and bootstrap an unproven network from scratch. As the network matures, gains global adoption, and attracts deeper liquidity, the dependence on block subsidies gradually decreases. The halving acts as an automated central bank that enforces disinflation without requiring trust in human committees, governments, or political agendas. It guarantees that as demand grows or remains stable over long horizons, the rate of new supply expansion decays exponentially, solidifying Bitcoin's thesis as digital gold and an ultimate store of value. Chapter 2: The Economic Mechanics. Controlled inflation and digital scarcity. To fully appreciate the significance of the Bitcoin halving, one must analyze it through the lens of classical economics, specifically looking at supply elasticity, disinflationary mechanics, and the formal definition of absolute digital scarcity. Modern central banking models operate on discretionary monetary policies, where central authorities can expand the money supply, a process commonly referred to as quantitative easing, at will to stimulate economic growth or manage national debt. While this provides short-term liquidity, it fundamentally introduces inflationary pressure, gradually eroding the purchasing power of fiat currencies like the US dollar, euro, or Japanese yen. Bitcoin flips this paradigm entirely by implementing a deterministic, mathematically enforced monetary policy where supply issuance is completely inelastic and immune to human intervention. The foundational economic driver behind Bitcoin's long-term valuation model is the transition from high initial inflation to hyper-controlled disinflation, ultimately leading to absolute fixed supply. Inflation in a monetary system is measured by the percentage rate at which the circulating supply of currency expands over a given time frame. During Bitcoin's early years, the annualized inflation rate was exceptionally high, when 50 BTC were produced every 10 minutes starting in 2009. Millions of coins were created from a starting supply of zero, resulting in a rapid expansion of the total pool. However, each subsequent halving slashes this annual issuance rate by half. Post-2009, annual inflation rate sat above 30% as the network bootstrapped. Post-2012 halving, annual inflation dropped to approximately 12%. Post-2016 halving, annual inflation dropped to roughly 4.3%. Post-2020 halving, annual inflation dropped to around 1.8%. Bringing it below the target inflation rates of most modern central banks. Post-2024 halving, annual inflation dropped to an unprecedented 0.84%, making Bitcoin's supply expansion rate significantly lower than that of physical gold. This structural deceleration introduces a critical financial metric popularized in commodity markets: the stock-to-flow, S2F, ratio. Stock represents the existing circulating supply of an asset, the total stock already mined, while flow represents the annual production of new supply being introduced to the market. Mathematically, the stock-to-flow ratio is calculated as stock-to-flow ratio equals total circulating supply, stock, slash annual new production, flow. A low S2F ratio indicates an asset that is easily produced in large quantities relative to its existing stock, such as industrial metals or agricultural commodities, making it a poor store of value because sudden surges in demand can easily be met with surges in supply. Conversely, a high S2F ratio signifies an asset that is difficult to produce, making its new supply negligible relative to the existing pool. Gold historically possessed the highest S2F ratio among physical assets, around 62, which is precisely why humanity adopted gold as the dominant store of value for thousands of years. Prior to the 2024 halving, Bitcoin's S2F ratio hovered near gold's baseline. However, following the 2024 halving, which cut the annual flow to roughly 250 BTC per year against a circulating stock of roughly 19.7 million BTC, Bitcoin's stock-to-flow ratio jumped to over 110. This mathematical event officially made Bitcoin the most scarce liquid asset in human history, featuring a production friction that physical commodities cannot match. When gold prices spike, gold mining companies allocate capital to extract more gold from the earth, increasing the flow and pushing the price back down, elastic supply. When Bitcoin's price spikes, the code remains totally indifferent. The protocol will still produce exactly one block every 10 minutes, yielding half as many bitcoins as the cycle before, in elastic supply. Furthermore, this dynamic enforces the concept of absolute digital scarcity. In the physical world, true scarcity is rare. Even precious metals have undiscovered deposits in the Earth's crust or asteroid belts. In the digital realm, prior to Bitcoin, scarcity was impossible because digital files could be copied infinitely at zero marginal cost. Satoshi Nakamoto solved the double spend problem and introduced digital scarcity via proof of work. But the halving is what preserves that scarcity over time. By forcing the new daily supply of Bitcoin to systematically shrink, dropping from 7,200 BTC/day in 2009 to 3,600 in 2012. 1,800 in 2016, 900 in 2020, and down to just 450 BTC/day following the 2024 event, the network creates a structural supply squeeze. Assuming market demand for Bitcoin remains completely flat, a 50% reduction in daily selling pressure from miners alters the equilibrium point on the supply-demand curve. If demand grows, driven by institutional adoption, spot ETFs, nation-state reserves, or macroeconomic hedging against fiat devaluation, the combination of growing demand and decaying supply creates exponential upward pressure on price discovery. The economic mechanics of the halving ensure that Bitcoin is not merely a digital asset, but an automated, disinflationary store of value designed to outpace traditional fiat systems by algorithmically enforcing absolute scarcity. Chapter 3: Impact on Price. Supply dynamics and historical market cycles. The relationship between the Bitcoin halving and its price action is one of the most studied phenomena in digital asset markets. While the halving itself is a purely technical software update occurring on the blockchain layer, its economic consequences trigger massive macro cycles across global financial markets. To understand why a programmed reduction in issuance consistently leads to intense price discovery, one must examine the intersection of supply-demand dynamics, miner selling behavior, structural liquidity sinks, and psychological cycle reflexivity. At the bedrock of price impact lies basic microeconomics. The shift in market equilibrium caused by a sudden, permanent reduction in daily sell pressure. Miners are the primary structural sellers in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Unlike long-term investors or liquid funds who trade opportunistically, miners operate high overhead physical infrastructure. They must pay continuous operational expenses, OPEX, including vast electricity bills, data center hosting fees, and hardware maintenance, denominated in fiat currencies like US dollars. Consequently, miners are forced to liquidate a significant portion of their newly minted Bitcoin rewards every day to fund ongoing operations. When a halving occurs, the daily supply of new Bitcoins entering the market drops by 50% overnight. Following the 2024 halving, for example, daily miner issuance fell from 900 BTC to 450 BTC at an arbitrary price of $60.00 per coin. This reduction strips roughly $27 million worth of daily selling pressure, or nearly $10 billion annually, out of the market order books. Because the underlying demand side of the equation remains unchanged on the day of the halving, this sudden supply deficit creates a persistent structural vacuum, buyers competing for a shrinking pool of newly minted coins are forced to bid prices higher to fill their orders from existing market holders. Historically, this structural supply shock has initiated multi-month parabolic bull markets. Each historical cycle has followed a strikingly similar macroeconomic template. The 2012 cycle. Bitcoin was trading at roughly $12 on the day of the first halving. Within 12 months post-halving, reduced issuance coupled with early adoption drove the price past $1.100, representing an astounding gain of over 9.000%. The 2016 cycle. Bitcoin entered the second halving priced around $650. Over the following 17 months, as retail participation expanded and initial coin offering, ICO, mania took hold, Bitcoin surged to a cycle peak of nearly $20,000 in December 2017, a roughly 3.000% rally. The 2020 cycle. Trading at approximately $8,750 during the third halving amid global pandemic uncertainty, Bitcoin embarked on a massive institutional bull run, driven by corporate treasury purchases, such as MicroStrategy, and macro inflation hedging. The asset reached a peak of $69,000 in late 2021, marking a gain of nearly 700%. The 2024 cycle. The fourth halving coincided with unprecedented structural demand via Wall Street spot Bitcoin ETFs and sovereign nation adoption, altering traditional post-halving timeframes by driving price discovery to new record highs around the event itself before establishing a higher baseline floor for future expansion. While the fundamental math behind supply reductions provides the primary catalyst, the price impact is heavily amplified by market psychology and the theory of reflexivity, popularized by investor George Soros. In financial markets, reflexivity suggests that prices do not merely reflect fundamentals, they actively change perceptions and influence future reality. As the initial post-halving supply squeeze begins to gently push prices upward, financial media outlets take notice and begin broadcasting the rally. This public attention triggers fear of missing out, FOMO, among retail and institutional investors alike. As capital inflows accelerate, the rising price validates the narrative, attracting speculative capital, leverage, and new market entrants. Higher prices lead to higher demand, which drives prices higher still, a self-reinforcing feedback loop. However, this cycle works in both directions. Once the market overextends, reaches peak leverage, and runs out of immediate buyers, explosive macro tops transition into severe bear markets, typically resulting in 70% to 80% drawdowns from peak to trough, where weaker market participants are flushed out, and the asset consolidates until the next halving resets the supply dynamic once again. It is also vital to note the law of diminishing marginal returns across successive halving cycles. As Bitcoin's total market capitalization grows from millions to billions, and ultimately into trillions of dollars, a significantly larger volume of fresh capital is required to move the price by the same percentage margin. While the first halving yielded a 9,000% plus return, subsequent cycles have produced smaller percentage expansions. Nevertheless, the halving remains the master regulator of Bitcoin's supply-side economics. By imposing an unyielding physical limit on production, the halving guarantees that market demand encounters an increasingly tight supply wall, turning the four-year cycle into the heartbeat of global crypto asset pricing. Chapter 4: Impact on Network Security. Miner Economics. Hash Rate. And transaction fees. While the halving is celebrated as a bullish economic catalyst by investors, it poses a recurring existential challenge for the network's operational backbone, the miners. Because the block reward represents the vast majority of a miner's revenue, Cutting this subsidy in half overnight creates an immediate financial shock. Examining how the Bitcoin protocol maintains computational security and network integrity despite the systematic reduction in revenue requires analyzing miner economics, total hash rate adjustments, and the essential long-term migration toward a transaction fee-dominated security model. The primary defense mechanism of the Bitcoin network is its total hash rate, the aggregate amount of computational power actively competing to mine blocks and validate transactions. A higher total hash rate makes the network exponentially more resilient against malicious attacks, such as a 51% attack. Because altering historical ledger entries requires an adversary to command more computing power than the rest of the global network combined. However, running mining rigs, ASICs, requires massive power consumption and operational expenditures. A miner's profit margin can be expressed through a simple economic formula. Profit equals block rewards plus transaction fees times BTC price, capital expenditure plus operational electricity costs. When a halving cuts the block rewards term in half, miners who were operating on thin profit margins are suddenly plunged into negative cash flow. This phenomenon triggers what market analysts call miner capitulation. 1. Immediate revenue compression. Unprofitable or inefficient mining operations, those running older hardware generations or paying higher electricity rates, are forced to shut down their machines to prevent ongoing financial losses. 2. Hash rate drawdown. As these machines turn off, the total network hash rate temporarily declines, reflecting a temporary dip in total raw computing security. 3. Difficulty adjustment balancing. To prevent the block production time from slowing down indefinitely when computing power leaves, the Bitcoin protocol invokes its automated self-healing mechanism, the difficulty adjustment. Every 2.016 blocks, roughly every 2 weeks, the network recalculates how difficult it is to solve the proof-of-work puzzle. If total hash rate drops, the mining difficulty automatically adjusts downward, making it easier and cheaper for the remaining miners to discover blocks. This dynamic difficulty adjustment acts as an automatic shock absorber. Downward adjustments restore profitability for efficient miners using low-cost energy sources and cutting-edge ASIC hardware. Over time, as Bitcoin's market price appreciates post-halving and more efficient hardware is deployed, the total hash rate rebounds, regularly setting new all-time highs despite the slashed block rewards. However, because the block reward will eventually drop to zero around the year 2140, a critical question emerges regarding the long-term sustainability of Bitcoin's multi-trillion dollar security umbrella. If block subsidies continually decline, what incentivizes miners to maintain massive computational defense? The protocol's long-term design relies on a gradual transition from block subsidies to transaction fees. As global usage of the base layer expands, demand for block space increases. Users bid against each other in the mempool to have their transactions prioritized, generating transaction fees paid directly to miners. In high-demand network environments, driven by institutional settlements, cross-border transfers, Layer 2 rollups, and protocol innovations like ordinals and runes, transaction fees can occasionally exceed the block subsidy itself within individual blocks. Ultimately, the halving forces an evolutionary survival of the fittest selection process within the mining industry. It pushes the sector toward extreme energy efficiency, accelerating the adoption of renewable energy, stranded gas capture, and grid stabilization partnerships, by forcing miners to constantly optimize hardware, secure cheap power contracts, and transition toward transaction fee revenue. The halving ensures that Bitcoin's security architecture matures into a self-sustaining, multi-decade financial infrastructure. Conclusion: the cornerstone of Bitcoin's monetary policy The Bitcoin halving is far more than an anticipated technical event or a speculative trading catalyst. It is the fundamental mechanism that codifies Bitcoin's value proposition as a decentralized, inflation-resistant asset. By programmatically halving the block reward every 210,000 blocks, Satoshi Nakamoto built a monetary architecture that directly contrasts with the discretionary, inflationary nature of modern fiat systems. Through mathematically enforced scarcity, the protocol ensures that as the network matures, its supply expansion rate systematically decays, elevating Bitcoin's stock-to-flow ratio beyond traditional stores of value like gold. Equally critical is the halving's dual impact on market dynamics and network security. On the economic front, the recurring reduction in daily sell pressure creates structural supply deficits that historically initiate multi-year price discovery cycles. On the technical front, the halving forces an evolutionary step for network miners, driving operational efficiency, hardware optimization, and a necessary multi-decade transition toward transaction fee sustainability. Ultimately, the halving acts as the heartbeat of the Bitcoin network. It proves that a global, leaderless financial system can execute a predictable, tamper-proof monetary policy without reliance on central authorities, corporate boards, or political compromises. As each four-year cycle unfolds, the halving reaffirms Bitcoin's role as digital gold and reinforces its position as a resilient, sovereign foundation for the future of global finance. Start swapping your assets seamlessly.